Tuesday, March 13th. President got into the Watergate question this morning. Wanted to know if we had any polls on current reaction as to who it affects, analyzed by voter breakdowns and all, which we don't have. He thought it would be a good idea to get that. Also, he had a meeting with John Dean for a long time at midday on the Watergate thing. Primarily at my instigation, because I wanted Dean to raise with him the plan he had discussed with me of having Bill Sullivan go ahead with the testimony he'd like to give to the Senate committee on what the FBI did under past administrations, which would pop the bubble of our supposed political corruption of the pristine Bureau. Later in the day, he had Ehrlichman and Ziegler and gave Ziegler some guidance on Watergate, said that he should say in answer to any question that there's been complete White House cooperation in all the investigations up to now, and there will be with the Senate committee, but there will not be appearances by White House staff people. Sworn statements answering any questions they may have will be provided. But Ziegler should start with the point of complete cooperation in furnishing information. He should refer to this as a different from the usual way of doing this. For example, Truman in the Hiss case issued an executive order ordering no cooperation at all from any executive branch agency with the Senate committee. On the other hand, we will provide sworn statements, which is a major step forward. He also got into Ehrlichman's State of the Union wrap-up address idea. He wants a prospectus this afternoon from John on what he ought to say in it. I told him John had the someone do the speech draft and we could get that to him, which he said would be fine. He then discussed that further with me, saying that his general feeling was not to do it, and that if he were going to do any speech, he would go for something he didn't read, but rather a philosophic speech that would be delivered directly to the people without worrying about the writing press or the Congress. He talked about that with Ehrlichman later, said his concern is that there won't be any positive reaction from the Congress, and if we want to get the meat of a speech across, we shouldn't do it to a live audience. He came back to the news analysis again that he had discussed yesterday, said the problem with it is that it deals exclusively with the obvious and pointing out things with alarm, whereas what is needed are first what defenses we should erect on these problems, and secondly, what are the positive issues we should ride for our own benefit. In other words, we should be considering how to throw for the touchdown rather than just intercepting a pass. He feels mood in this thing is important. We should be looking at where are our opportunities. We should be attacking the media and so on rather than being on the defensive. He got into the ambassador question again, agreed with Roger's analysis that Vail is too dumb to handle Germany, and decided we should shift him to Argentina instead, and told Kissinger to try to work that out, and then put someone else in Germany. Got into the question of the POW party again, and I called Bob Hope to work it out with him. President's plan is to do a presidential briefing at the State Department in the afternoon, with no press or any text, and then he worried about how we'd keep the press away from him at the party and decided we'd just use the line that the president won't exploit that it's their party and there'll be no press or television there. We're not doing it for publicity, we're just doing it for the POWs. Question of a date, and we basically zeroed in on May 24th, which Hope agreed would be okay. The president may announce it at his press conference on Thursday. Thinks we've got to figure out a plan on how to stop nickel and diming the POWs, that wants me or someone to sit down with the top people and set up a way to handle advice for them so they aren't just exploited. He does think Buey Kuhn should be urged to have Denton throw out the first ball as the first POW to return, and that this is using them properly rather than exploiting or using them cynically. Thinks that Parker should get in on this as to how they're scheduled and so on. He got into an analysis of his own schedule, making the point that he's done a fantastic amount of activity in the last 4 weeks, covering the entire range of business, personal, human, ceremonial, etc. And yet it's gained us nothing as we've gone steadily down in the polls and see no tangible result of it, which proves to him the lack of merit in following this kind of a course. End of March 13th.